This election season, commentator Anna Ebra-Flaster has found herself volunteering for a gubernatorial candidate in Massachusetts, where she lives. Participating in the political process isn't something she's always comfortable with, because her first exposure to politics came when she was a little girl growing up in Castro's Cuba.
My father still talks about how a foreman nicknamed Nikita got him and his fellow factory workers to attend rallies after the Cuban Revolution. Nikita would collect their IDs at the plant on the day of the event. In order for my father to retrieve the all-important carnet de identificación, he had to meet Nikita at the rally and get checked off the roster. Like many of his comrades, my father found himself thinking capitalistic thoughts as he stood next to Nikita under the hot Havana sun, anti-Yankee speeches echoing overhead. Images like those keep me from being an unfettered political activist where I live now, a place deep in the American Northeast where people unabashedly wear campaign buttons on their lapels, hold signs in the town center, and think nothing of canvassing their neighborhoods on behalf of a good woman or man running for townwide office. Each time a friend asks me to volunteer for Candidate X, I hear my aunt's voice saying, "After Castro, you couldn't just live anymore. Life was politics." Still, I realize I'm in a new place now, a place, for God's sake, that cradled a different kind of revolution, where people are supposed to listen to each other, read, think, choose sides, act, on their own accord, Nikita be damned. So sometimes I find myself in situations like the one I was in a few Sundays ago. I crammed into a small car with about four or five strangers. We had nebulous marching orders. Show up at a rally for uninsured workers. Or was it teens at risk? Wait, maybe it was the elderly care crisis. Only the driver knew the details for sure. She briefed us while we raced down the highway, one hand on the steering wheel, one on her notes. I turned to check on the older members of our unit in the back. They clutched the edges of their seats with white knuckles, but their faces glowed with purpose. These folks had been around. You could see it in their faces, lined by years of picketing and freezing March winds, in their fingers calloused from stuffing envelopes for countless candidates. You could see it in their ramrod posture, something that must have helped during the sit-ins in the 60s. I expect to see my comrades again as we hold signs for this upcoming election. I tried to stay away from political action this time, but a good gubernatorial candidate caught my eye, and soon a little of my time and energy. This time, even my 13-year-old will join me on the streets, although she opposes my candidate. She found out he wants to extend the school day. Them's fighting words for a teenager. A good cause has pulled her into the political game. I guess that's what pulls us in every time.
Anna Ebra-Flaster is registered to vote in Lexington, Massachusetts.